You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Show, and we are joined here by two very special guests, Betty Shin, the winner of the 2025 Play It Strange Peace Song Competition, and CEO of Play It Strange, Stephanie Brown. Hey, how are you guys?
I'm great, thank you.
It's good to hear.
Yeah, doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. Absolute pleasure. First of all, congrats, Betty. That's a massive thing. What was winning the competition like?
It was very cool. I definitely wasn't... I wasn't expecting it, so it was a very nice surprise. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Your song that you entered, what was the writing process like for it?
I actually went through the version that I submitted was the second version that I had recorded. I had like the guitar part that I wanted, but it was the melody that I struggled a bit with, so I sort of rewrote that a couple times to get it how I wanted it.
Nice. Was it different to any other songs you've written with the like incorporation of piece that you had to do, or like was it pretty similar?
It was different in the sense that like it had to, like, I needed to incorporate that theme specifically for the competition. But other than that, no, not really. Just the usual sort of coming up with it as I go.
Yeah, true, true. How did you decide to incorporate peace throughout it? Was it through, like, lyrics or just, like, general vibe or...?
Yeah, I wrote my lyrics around, like, the idea of peace in terms of your environment, so your like physical environment and social environment. So the lyrics are all, they sort of allude to different parts of my life that hopefully are also relatable for other people.
Yeah, no, for sure. Stephanie, what's running a competition like this like? How do you, I don't know, like do the whole process, and why is peace such an important like thing to bring attention to?
Sure. So for running this competition, we had a record number of entries this year. We had 195 songs entered from secondary school students across the country. And we had a panel of four judges. So our founder from Split Ends, Mike Chun, Dave Johnston from Villainy, Vic Runga, and Diane Swan from The Bad. So we had a full range of different genres of incredible artists. The judging process, so we chose 50 finalists. So all finalists get to record their songs and professional studios, and then as the winner, Betty also gets a $1,000 Rock Shop voucher, a one-on-one mentoring session with Vic Runga, and the Auckland Philharmonia Aspiring Musicians Program will work with a composer to create the backing arrangement. And I've heard that Betty already has some ideas of the musicians that she wants to join her, so they'll perform with her in studio on her recording day and at our annual awards at the town hall with her.
That's crazy. So
it was, and we had just so many incredible artists that all our judges, it took so long for them to choose because there were just too many incredible songs for them to choose the top 50 and to choose number one as well. So we're really excited to hear all the recordings come through.
Yeah, for sure. Who do you want to work with, Betty, when you are recording it? Who were those artists that Stephanie pointed out?
I'm not sure about like specific people, but in terms of like instruments, I was thinking some clarinet and some flute and maybe trumpet. But
That's fun. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. What struck out to you about Betty's entry specifically, Stephanie?
I think probably the lyrics the most, and even so Betty was a finalist twice last year with Play It Strange, so recorded two songs last year, and her album art won the Peace Song album art cover last year. So already was very familiar with the name, and I think our founder Mike Chun, who was on the judging panel last year, he loved Betty's song Sweet Potato and sort of remembered all the lyrics already this year. So she's you know, it's her third time being twice finalist, now winner of Play It Strange plus winning the album art. So really happy for you, Betty.
Yeah, it's crazy. Do you have any fun stories or memories from writing or recording the song Betty?
Well, I kind of talked a bit about this before, but I recorded the like first draft for this song, and I think it was like it was something crazy, like a few days out until the deadline like closed. Yeah. And that's when I sort of realized I actually kind of hate it. So like the melody. So I yeah, I had to like redo the melody within like that short period of time, and it was kind of a rush, but you got there in the end.
Yeah, you got it done and you won, so obviously it was the right decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have any like particular musical influences or like just inspiration in mind when you were writing it?
Some of my influences are artists like Elliot Smith and Linda perhaps, and Radiohead, and a lot more that I can't think of right now.
Classic though. Those are good picks. Stephanie, what would you say is like your favorite part about running the Peace Song Competition and like Play Strange in general?
Being able to offer opportunities to incredible young artists like Betty. I think we really try and create a community out of all of our alumni. So we record 170 songs every year across our four competitions.
That's crazy.
And being able to share the news that they're a finalist and see the process and see the impact that it has on them is it's like a daily dopamine hit. We're very lucky in this job.
Yeah, no, for sure. What's up next, Play It Strange?
Our next songwriting competition, the national one, closes on the 16th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we had 400 entries into that. So we're getting songs coming through every day. After that, on the 30th of July, our Waiata Reo competition closes as well. And then we're launching a podcast for emerging musicians on the 21st of July.
Nice. Very exciting. Very exciting. Yeah. And Betty, up next for you, just recording and cashing in all of your prizes, right?
Yeah.
What do you want to buy from Rock Shop? That's crazy, crazy gift card.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm debating between a new guitar or maybe a keyboard, because I don't actually have one. I kind of want one.
True, true. Both good options. Is there anything else either of you would like to add before we wrap up? No.
Just thank you for having us. And I'd also encourage people to, if you look up Play It Strange on Spotify, and you can listen to all of the amazing artists and all of our albums from last year and hear both of Betty's previous songs there too.
Yes, do it. Thank you both for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much.
It's all good. I've got Betty's track loaded up now, so I guess we'll crack into that. You're listening to Radio 1 91 FM. This is Betty Shen's winning song.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.